Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it? The Bert Show.
What are we calling this Bert Show, listener Tracy?
What color? Casey.
Casey.
Why don't we call her Cookie in honor of Tracy?
Hey, Cookie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I've been better.
It just feels to me like you're one of these women that just refuses to stand up for herself.
Well, it happened like a year and a half ago, I guess, so I'm not really as much worried that he would do it again because we're married now.
Okay, how long were the two of you married? We're skipping ahead a little bit. How long were the two of you married?
Almost a year now.
You
weren't married back then?
No, we were just engaged.
Okay, how long had you been dating?
For about 2 years.
2 years, you were engaged, and then what happened?
Well, I caught them cheating on me in my house, and so...
that hurts, man. Was this a friend of yours?
I knew her really well. I don't know if I'd call her a friend.
Okay, and so you walked in on them in the house. Were they in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
So you came home from somewhere, and, like, did you just happen to walk in blindly, or...
I was working and came home on surprise, and it was a surprise.
Oh, yes, it was.
Did you have any kind of feeling at all that something was going on between...
Actually, this is so funny. I called you guys and was like, I need to know, do you think he's cheating on me? And I didn't even think twice. So I was like, he's cheating on you. Period. He's cheating on you. And then 2 months later, I found out.
So you've been on with us before.
Yeah.
And we told you that he was cheating on you.
Yeah.
And you waited 2 months before you walked in on him.
Yeah.
Now, what was some of the suspicious stuff that you gave us that made us say definitively?
You would get text messages from her and be like, I don't know why she's calling me. I have no idea. And I'm like, okay. And I'd let it go. And then she would randomly call as it was time for me to leave in the morning. Like, if I was running late, she would be calling at the time I'd be leaving.
Oh, so you didn't take our advice the first time, so you're calling up to get it and not take it a second time.
No.
Okay.
I took your advice. At that point, I was pregnant and not much I could do, I guess.
You just felt like you were trapped. And did you ever... So she, again, is in your social circle. You know of her, but you did not know her?
No, I knew her. We just weren't real good friends.
Okay.
All right, so you're pregnant. You're engaged to this guy. You walk in. They're having sex in your bed.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Yeah. Okay, but that's not the problem, because we're fine now. I've completely forgiven him.
You're jumping ahead. So when did this forgiveness take place, and how do you... I don't understand. Did they end the affair immediately, or...?
Well, yeah, she was out the door, and... Well, I chased her out the door. She was out the door, and then we... I mean, it was a process. It wasn't something that happened overnight. It was a process, and eventually we...
Sure, breaking up is hard to do.
Yeah. And so we worked it out, though. But, I mean, it was just over a few months of the forgiveness part, and it took a while, and the trust had to rebuild itself, too, and that just recently happened, where I can trust them 100%.
Can we just stop for just 1 second? Like,
sure.
This isn't a sister that we're talking about. This isn't a cousin, like, that you guys are bonded for the rest of your life. Why didn't you just say, I don't want this person in our lives anymore? You had sex with a woman while I was pregnant, and we were engaged.
Dead bitch.
She's not in his life. It's just that we have the exact same group of friends, and they invite her, and we are invited too, and it's like we all end up at the same places all the time.
She was in his life. Now, you marry... Okay, so, okay. You said that you just recently were able to trust him, but you've been married a year, so you went ahead and married him when you didn't trust him.
No, it took about 6 months for me to gain my trust. Like, pretty much, like, I knew it would work out eventually. And so by the time we got married, I pretty much, like, 99% trusted him. And then the rest of it just came over time. Just like healing of it, I guess.
So why are you calling us today?
Because he does hang out with the same group of friends, and it's really hard every time, but I usually can, like, deal with it. But this time, I know she's coming in, like, this kind of very revealing costume, and I just had a baby in July. So I know she's going to do that, and she's just, like, she always tries to...
Hold on a minute, Cookie. Bert has just, as your parents would do when they were mad at you, they just did the, I can't even look at you right now. He just took his headphones off and left.
It started walking out of the room. You're driving me crazy, Cookie. You're driving me crazy.
Nah, hold on.
You have every right in the world to tell your husband this woman is not allowed in your general vicinity at all, but you haven't done that ever.
Well, because these are my friends, too.
Well, hold on a minute.
Him. He's not around her by himself.
Then if they're...
Cookie, hold on. You realize...
Bad bitch.
Yeah, you realize that is funny every single time. You realize that all of your friends, by choosing to remain acquainted with the mistress, Bert,
yeah,
by remaining acquainted with the mistress,
dead bitch,
then they are choosing essentially her over you. Because I think, like, if I had a friend who was cheated on, then the person who, you know, the mistress or the person who did the cheating wouldn't be... I wouldn't acknowledge their existence anymore. Like, I would eliminate them. I think that's the sign of a friend. So your friends are choosing the mistress over you. You realize that, right?
Yeah, I guess I can see that side, too. But it's not really my direct friends want her there. She has a friend that invites her everywhere, that everyone else is still friends with, and she invites her. So the people, the actual guy that is having the party doesn't want her there either. It's just everyone's nice to her because everyone kind of feels sorry for her.
How do you know what she's wearing? You just said that she's going to wear this very revealing costume. How do you know what her costume is?
Because we're still friends.
You're still friends with her.
So she called you up and told you what she was going to be wearing.
Yes.
How often do you talk?
Once or twice a week.
Once or twice a week, and you're just buddies.
I mean, she calls me when she has a problem, and I talk to her, and I try to be nice to her because she...
Why? You don't have to be... She had sex with your fiancé while you were pregnant. In your bed. Why do you have to be nice to her?
I don't know. That's what my husband says. He's like, please don't talk to her. He's like, you do nothing but bring it back up.
And I'm he not talking to her anymore?
No, he's not.
And you are?
I just feel sorry for her.
You feel sorry for her?
Oh, my God.
Cookie.
This is an award winner.
You're killing me. I feel so bad that you can't find the courage to stick up for yourself and just get this person out of your life entirely.
I almost feel like if I have her out of my life, though, how am I going to know if she does it again?
Keep your enemies closer.
Well, I think by bringing her in consistently into your life, you're increasing the chances of it happening again.
That was all the vowels right there.
A-E-I-O-U. My thing is about women, they're afraid to be a bitch. And my thing, you can call me opinionated, you can call me a bitch, I don't care what you call me, but that is not going to happen in my life. And I think that so many women, I feel sorry for her, but I don't want to be mean to her. I don't want to be mean to him. I know he cheated on, but I don't want to be mean. And then they're going to cry about what's going on in their life. And it's like, you got to
stand up for yourself.
There are boundaries, and it's okay to maintain those boundaries. It's okay.
But let's just walk through it because it's so comical.
I don't want to beat her up.
I'm just saying, fiance has sex with a girl in your bed.
It's disgusting.
And you catch them because you come home to surprise your fiance, and they're doing it.
And the difference between all that scenario is, like, neither one of them, I don't know.
So then,
neither one of them would be in my life after that.
So then fiance begs for forgiveness, and you find it in your heart to forgive him. And that's a whole other debate, whether or not you should, because you weren't even married yet or whatever. But
she's pregnant at the time.
But you have a baby on the way, so you open up your heart, and you're generous, and you forgive him, and you trust him to not do it again, and you're working on your relationship, and that's great. He has eliminated the girl that he did from his life, but you are holding on to her.
Yeah.
Why?
And you're even comparing yourself to her tomorrow night. Like, she's told you what she's wearing, and you're beating yourself.
Jeff asks a great question. Let's not. I think that needs to be answered. Why are you bringing her back into the relationship when your husband is fine letting her stay away?
I think it's what Jeff said. It's like, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I feel like she can't hurt me again if I know what she's doing sometimes.
She's hurting you. Just her presence is hurting you.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe that you're that calculated and you're that strong. You're like, I'm just going to keep my enemies closer, because you wouldn't sit there and say, well, I just had a baby. My body's not as good as hers. And she's going to be all in her skimpy outfit tomorrow night, and I'm not, and I'm just worried. No. Maybe because that. It's ridiculous. Yes, yeah, you had a baby. Yeah, I mean, and that should be something that you're celebrating. And you're comparing yourself to her and feeling sorry for yourself, even with her in your life. You're not being strong in this.
Did these people in your social circle, has anybody said to you that none of us really like this other woman, let's just eliminate her? I mean,
no.
Don't kill her. But.
No, it's just really hard because everyone has grown up together. I mean, these are people that everybody went to high school with. We all lived together. Everyone's known each other forever. And, I mean, it's hard to say, hey, you're out of the circle because you did something wrong. Like, she's apologized for it, and, like, she's regretful of it. And it's hard when you've grown up with someone to say, like, hey, you're out of, you know, you can't be the best friend anymore.
We can't. This is a lost cause.
I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to take some calls, and then we'll get you back on, okay?
Okay.
Dude, why are we even taking calls?
I feel really bad for her.
You know how sometimes you'd hear people to take the dog to the... You know this.
Oh, I'm not ready for that.
That's what it
why
is.
Why do you feel bad for?
I feel bad for her because she doesn't have the skill set to stand up for herself and act courageous and get what she wants out of life, and she's going to walk through it miserably. She can't muster...
There is a time in your life when you are an adult and she either realizes that and makes a change, or she doesn't and she moves on and that's it. And obviously she's made her choice to be a weak woman.
Jeff, don't need the voice of Skies. All right. Trisha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey there. Okay, Cookie, since you can't confront this woman, let us do it for you. Get her on the voice of Skies or whatever. Melissa, I totally agree with you. That keep your enemies closer is crap.
Yeah.
Completely.
Dead bitch.
You mean the mistress, right?
I wonder, can you put the voice disguiser back on here real quick? Hey, Cookie.
Yeah?
If there was a way, because you obviously don't have the courage to do this. Would you rather her just not be in your life? You just don't have the courage to do this yourself?
I just have the same friends is the hard part. It's because she's not going away. Even if I want her to go away, she's not going away.
Make new friends.
Well,
right.
And also, Cookie, I'd listen to that argument if you weren't on the phone with her twice a week. And you were helping her with her problems.
That's a great point. Like, if she's just there because the whole group is getting together, that's one thing. You guys are bestest friends. You're on the phone with each other twice a week.
Why are you taking her calls? Like, can't you think of 100 things you would...
I can think of one.
...would be more beneficial to you than talking to the woman who slept with your fiancé?
In your bed.
Go ahead. I've got one left to say.
What's that?
She goes, slept with your fiance, and he goes, in your bed. And I was like, someone would say, while you're pregnant.
While you're pregnant. That's right. You got to add all of it to it.
You know how I feel about that. That to me is the lowest of the low. When you screw around on your wife while she's pregnant with your baby, to me, it gets zero lower than that.
He didn't know I was pregnant at the time.
You were 6 months pregnant. Didn't you say that?
No, it was 6 months before, like, we'd been engaged.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, and in the bed, the reason I keep bringing that up, because that's an extra.
That's a trifecta right there.
If you cheat on me, and then you cheat on me in our bed.
You keep those sheets?
See, y'all are, like, completely going on a different topic. Like, that's not what I called for.
I'm sorry, Cookie.
Yeah, what's your question? Let's just hear your question.
Okay, she is going to the Halloween party. She's been invited, and she wants to go.
Yes.
I just want to know, how do I tell her I don't want her there?
Okay, here's why I don't feel comfortable getting you that advice. Because what you're doing is so unhealthy for yourself that we would be, quote-unquote, like, enabling this.
Here's how you tell her. Hey, skank, you did my husband in my bed
while I was pregnant.
I really don't want you in my life anymore, so don't come to the Halloween party. Don't call me, and don't call my husband. Any questions?
Here's an interesting observation. John, good morning. You're on Q100.
if she is still in your life, and, you know, chances are he's still hitting it, especially if he knows she's going to the party.
You think?
Is there any part of you that believes that he might still be having sex with this woman?
Not at all. Not in the slightest little bit. I know he's not.
How do you know?
Well, because, I mean, I just know. I know the difference in my husband, and I know he's not. Without a doubt in my mind, I would get 100% certainty he's not.
How can you be 100% certain, though? Like, how do you know? Are you with him 24/7?
No, I just know, like, if he were doing it, he would probably do at least some of the signs that he had last time, as in, like, delete numbers out of his phone. I know, like, I had the phone bill. I could check it whenever I wanted to if I wanted to. I don't, but I could, and I just know that if he were doing it, he wouldn't let me have the access to that.
All right, follow me in this situation, because now I'm going to totally turn on you, because you're the one that's doing wrong this weekend, not the mistress. You're the one that's causing the problem, because you have allowed her to be a friend of yours and in your circle. You're not allowed to say when she can show up and when she can't. You're talking to her twice a week, so you have already established a friendship.
Yeah.
Either enjoy her company or don't, but you can't pick and choose where you want to see her. You are wrong.
Yeah, Cookie, you can't be lukewarm about it. I mean, I think that, I mean, because that's, you're sending two different signals by being someone she could confide in and then turning around saying you can't go to this party because if they're, and that you totally trust your husband, but yet you're afraid for her to be in her scantily clad outfit tomorrow night at the party.
I don't trust her. And I see what you're saying, and I guess I am wrong because I shouldn't be nice to her if I feel this way. I'm not saying that you're not right. That's what I called for, because I'm so confused on what to do. Like, Do I just completely get her out of my life and then just take the chance of her doing it again but hoping that she won't, or...
Yeah, your theory is flawed. I mean, this whole keep her close to you and watch her. Look, she's going to screw around. They're going to find a way to screw around if it's going to happen. So you might as well just eliminate her. Eliminate it. But again, you can't pick and choose where you want her to hang out. You've chosen to be her friend. So it's unfair to her, actually, for you to say you can't go to the party.
So I should just tell her I don't want to be friends with her at all.
Yes, I think so, Melissa.
I mean, what's easier for you in your life? And you know, I hate to throw the mother card on you, but what advice would you give your child? What model do you want your child to see?
I think the hard part for me is just that I don't really mind being her friend. It's not like I've gotten over the whole situation and what happened. I mean, it's not like I called. It's just, it's hard when it's the three of us. It's not hard when it's me and her or it's when me and him. It's hard when we're all three there.
Then you're not over it. There's no reason. I mean, I don't blame you for not being over it. I mean, that's a big burn.
You never get over something like that.
And I think that just because you're not around them, I mean, that's okay. You don't have to. I don't know.
I agree with you.
I am probably not doing the right thing, that I probably should just tell her. Because I don't think what I'm doing is really fair to anyone either. I guess I'm stuck, and at this point, I don't know what to do, because it's been going on for so long that I've been nice to her that I just don't know. I don't know. I just feel like I've made the mistake, I guess, now, of being friends with her to begin with.
That is true.
I'm trying to do the civil thing.
It's not reversible, though. I mean, I think this is solved in one conversation with your husband and one conversation with her. I tried to do the right thing. I have never really gotten over this. I'm sorry. I'm uncomfortable. We can't be friends anymore. She has no defense. She slept with your fiance while you were pregnant.
Nobody
gets over that in your bed. Thanks, Melissa. Cookie, we gotta go.
Right.
You know what the right thing is to do here, but you're going to have to muster up some strength.
All right, thank you.
Sorry.
Good
bye-bye.
Luck.
Wow.
I don't need the voice disguiser. Morning, Burt Show.
That girl is beyond retarded. I'm stabbing my desk at work thinking, how stupid can one person be?
She just doesn't have the strength to do this, you know? I mean, I really feel bad for her.
Well, my ex-boyfriend went to Korea. He was in the military, and I found out he was cheating on me, and I was pregnant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, I got the guts, and I left him, and I didn't look back. And I think that she should have left that guy when she had the chance, because if he cheated on her while she was pregnant, he's going to do it again.
Absolutely. Right.
I think, you know, a lot of times, and I know Bert gets frustrated, I know guys don't understand it, because guys are better at things like this, for cutting things off and moving on, standing up for themselves. And I think that so many times with women, you know, our minds are so connected to our hearts. Our thought process involves so much emotion, I think more so than it does with guys on a consistent basis, that's when we muddy the waters, because she is putting all this emotion into it. Should I do the right thing? Should I be friends? I mean, we have to honor our friendships since we've been friends since high school and blah, 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 blah. And all those things, so many women do that, and they make their lives so complicated. And they don't want to stand up for themselves because, again, so many women don't want to be considered a bitch.
And then you wake up in the morning and you constantly feel like the victim. Life sucks. Why me? Why me? Why me? And you're creating all these situations for yourself.
So sometimes it's okay to be a bitch, ladies. It's okay.
Save that.
Get it? The Bert Show.